So let's review. The Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar. Continuing our list of statements made by Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar from the previous daf, the Gemara notes that Shaloi Kimidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basav Adam, being punished by Hashem is entirely different than being punished by a human king. When somebody is punished by a human king, they have to put something in his mouth to prevent him from cursing the king. But when somebody is punished by Hashem, not only does he not complain, he even sings praises to Hashem and views himself as a carbon. When Rish Lakish derived from the preference to the sinners in the present tense, ha-poishim bi, who are still sinning against me, Risham afil al-pishcha shal gehenim einim chayzim b'tshuva, that wicked people do not even repent at the doorway of Gehenna. He was referring to poishe avdi kechavim, idolatrous sinners who are totally consumed by the fires of Gehenna. However, Jewish sinners are rescued by Avraham Avinu before being totally consumed by the fires, except for one who had relations with a non-Jewish woman, which causes him to appear uncircumcised, and therefore Avraham Avinu does not recognize him. Rav Kahana rejects Rish Lakish's understanding of the present tense, and suggests that we often use the present tense to describe past events. V'amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, the final statement of Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, Shloisha Pesachim Yesh LeGehenim, there are three openings to Gehenim, one in the desert, one in the sea, and one in Yerushalayim. The reference that the Mishnah in Sukkah makes to an entrance between two palm trees where smoke comes up must be referring to the entrance in Yerushalayim. The Gemara goes on to identify seven names for Gehenim, each based on a pasuk. The Gemara identifies three places that have superior fruit and may therefore be the entrance to Gan Eden, which is known for its fruits. The Gemara now returns to the Mishnah of Pasuk Berais. Ubeinein kimoi shtei revokas. The Mishnah mentioned that there is a machlokes how much space is permitted between the corner posts. Rav Meir said the size of two teams of three oxen each, and Rav Yehuda holds two teams of four oxen each, measured by oxen that are literally tied together with one full team facing inside and the other facing outside. The Gemara quantifies this as 10 amos according to Rav Meir, and somewhere between 13 and 14 amos, 13 and the third amos to be exact, according to Rav Yehuda. It is also important to remember that in the Mishnah it is Rav Meir who said that four corner posts will not always suffice and we will have to add side posts, while it seems that Rav Yehuda holds side posts are unnecessary. As such, Rav Papa points out that if the boir is 8 amos wide, we must add 2 amos on each of the four sides to accommodate the animal's Rosh Shavaruba, head and majority of its body. This makes the enclosed area 12 by 12 amos. However, since each L-shaped post reduces the openings by 1 am in each direction, we are left with an opening of 10 amos wide on each side, and no additional post would be needed. If the bur is 12 amos wide, the opening would be 14 amos wide, and we would certainly need extra posts, even according to Behuda. The machlekes whether we need more than just the four corner posts is in the case where the bur is between 8 and 12 amos wide, which would make the openings more than 10 amos and less than 13 and a third amos. Therefore, according to Rav Meir, we need to add the side posts, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is not necessary. The daf concludes with the first four of six questions that Abaye asked of Rabba. Ha'arich b'diyumdin kashir peshutin l'remei ma'hu. If instead of adding extra posts on the sides, the corner posts were made longer to ensure that the gaps were less than 10 amos, would that suffice according to Rav Meir? The Gemara has two versions of Rabba's answer. One in which he insists on extra posts, and the other in which he permits just lengthening the corner posts. In the case where the gaps are larger than 13 and 3rd amos, would Rabbi Yehuda allow putting up extra posts to minimize the gap, or does he insist on extending the corner posts without putting up additional side posts? Rabbi has no clear proof to answer this question. Tal ha-mislaket asar mitoich arba, nidim mishum diyumid, oy eina nidim mishum diyumid. If a pile of dirt reaches 10 tefachim of height within 4 amos of the perimeter of its base, which is considered a valid mechitza, can we consider the mound to be one of the double posts necessary to surround the bur? The Gemara answers that while we all agree that a solid rectangular block can work as a double L-shaped post as long as it's large enough to be able to carve out a 1 amma by 1 amma L shape in it, there is a machlekes whether we would say the same of a circular shaped post. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says that a circular post is not valid, because chad royin amrinan, trei royin loy amrinan. We can view a single change as if it were there, such as viewing a square post as if it were carved out, but we cannot view two changes as if they were there, such as viewing the circular post as if it were square and viewing it as if it were carved out. Rabbi Shmuel holds we can even view two changes as if they are there. This same achleikus would apply to using a round pile of dirt as a double post because it would require viewing the pile as if it were square and as if it were carved out. Chitzes hakonim kana kana pachas mishleisha nidim mishum diyumet oilav. As a set of reeds placed within three tefachim of each other in the shape of an L, considered to be a valid double post, or is it too flimsy to be considered a post? A second version of the question is about a bunch of reeds shaped like a square, which would involve viewing them as if they were carved out. In either version, the Gemara does not have a conclusive answer as to whether it is a valid post.